Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. May the force be with you. Glad you're here, 34 after the hour. I'm glad Dawn Patopoulos is here. Dawn is founder of Hidden Profit Academy. She's a full professor at King's College. She's the author of the award-winning, and I mean, I think multiple award-winning book, which is an absolute imperative that you own this book if you're managing small business, Accounting for the Number Phobic. She's our good friend, Dawn Patopoulos. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here, Jim.
And 6-year member of our Brain Trust, too, by the way, folks. So, Dawn, one of the things that I recommended, you know, every 1st of December, I publish an article about what I call December cleaning. Instead of your grandmother's spring cleaning in April, you know, I say every business should do December cleaning so that they can get the old year completely put to bed and swept out, so you don't start the new year with any of the old year's baggage. And one of those things is your accounts receivable. And I know that's what you want to talk about today, is take the hit, clean up your accounts receivable, do it now, let it come out on this year's tax table, that tax return, and start the new year clean as possible. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, it is that, Jim, right? It's making sure your books are clean, closing out the year where you can start, you know, you can start fresh, but it's about starting new habits also. You know, it's very funny when you listen to the statistics, right? Right after the holidays, the gyms are crowded. In January and February, gyms are totally crowded. Mm-hmm. Sometime around March, all of that really falls off. And so we start with good intentions, but then we lose those habits. We have to change our habits. I want to give you a statistic that's going to blow your mind. Did you know that? This is before the pandemic, by the way. 79% of small business owners could not pay themselves a salary.
Wow.
Okay, 23% can't hire new employees. They can't invest in new equipment. 20% stop their marketing efforts. 18% hold back on pay increases. 17% can't build up inventory. And here's the ba-dum-bum, right, the bottom line. If all small business owners were paid the accounts receivables, right, that are sitting on their balance sheet, if they actually got paid by all the people that owed them money, there would be an additional 2.1 million jobs,
yep,
which would reduce, yep, the unemployment rate by 27%.
Yep. There's a company that I know that I've just done some business with, a few thousand dollars, and I made that company take a deposit from me because I knew they weren't good at billing. And I went to the business and made them take a deposit from me because I also knew they could use the money. We didn't know what the amount was going to be. I still don't know what the final ticket is going to be. They should have already done that and billed me for it.
Exactly.
I know the company. I care about them. I'm literally going to have to go out there and say, guys, you need to tally me up so I can pay you. But it's been longer than it should have been. They should have done this 2 months ago.
Okay.
But the customer shouldn't have to do that.
No.
And most customers will not do what I did. Most customers won't wrestle you to the ground and make you take their money.
Right. Okay, so here's the big newsflash, right? The timing on the payment of that invoice, the clock doesn't start ticking until the invoice is generated.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not after the job
That's
is
right.
done. It's
right.
The invoice is generated. Okay, so they've already lost 60 days. But so I have a question for you. How much money in receivables never gets paid across all small businesses in a 12-month time frame? You have to guess this number, Jim, because it's a mind blower.
I'm going to say at least a third.
Okay. Well, it's $149 billion.
Wow.
Billion dollars.
Wow.
The job is done. The goods are shipped. The stuff is out there, whatever. And it never gets paid.
It's amazing the small businesses that are afraid to ask their customers to pay them.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so it gets better. So the average receivable is $87,000. Average receivable, which means we got some higher than that, some lower mm-hmm. than that. The average receivable is about $90,000. Make the numbers easy. Do you know if we just clawed back, give me a number, 10% of that $149 billion,
right.
You know, we could save almost 8 million small businesses. Most of them are going bankrupt, not because they're not good at what they do.
That's exactly right. It's not because the dogs won't eat your dog food. It's because you can't get the dogs to pay you when they eat it. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Don Fotopoulos. We're going to talk some more about accounts receivable and how it can be the key to your survival. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.